You saw him last week on AEW Dynamite. He's been on the show plenty of times before, but you saw him last week on AEW Dynamite in the opening match, the trios match. He's the Power Punch. He's Vinny Pacifico. Vinny, how you doing, buddy?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
You got the New South Hoss shirt on? Is that what that
Hell
is?
Yeah, I do.
Look at that.
All right.
2 years ago, I believe it was. Really fun time. Really fun time.
We had New South Hoss winner, All-Stars winner, Big Dave on Spotlight in consecutive weeks.
I love Big Dave.
He rolls. He's
a good vibe. He's a good vibe.
Yeah. We're bringing back cakewalks, Vinny. You ever done the cakewalk?
No, what's cakewalk?
Oh, you don't know what this is? All right.
I don't know what that is either. This is a very southern thing.
This is a very southern thing.
Yeah,
that
we're from the East Coast, me and Vinny. We don't know
about that. Oh, when we brought this up to Big Dave was like, hell yeah, I know what a cakewalk is. Are you kidding me? So it's a very southern thing. So basically what it is there's like a bunch of numbers on the ground, and you like walk around in a circle. There's however many people. You walk around on the numbers, and then the music stops, and then they call out a number. They'll call it like 13. And if you're standing on 13, you go get yourself a cake. You go get yourself a cupcake, whatever it might be. So that's all a cakewalk is. At the end of the day, you want a cake.
Rules. Yeah, of course.
Shout out to everybody who remembers what a cakewalk is. Yes. All right, Vinny, important question here.
Shoot.
Did you owe Katsuyori Shibata money?
I think I might have. That dropkick. So 2 weeks ago I had a match in Northeast, and I got headbutted so hard, my front tooth chipped. I'm like, yo, this is so bad. This is before I had my appearance last week, which I'll get into a little bit. I had a very big week last week, a major week last week. And so I was like, not including wrestling, I had a major event. So I was like, I need to be ready for that. And I need to look good for that. And I got that chipped. I have a week to get this done. So I went and got that filled in. They fixed the chip. I'm like, oh, that's great. And then last Wednesday, I get the match. I get drop kicked. I hear a crack, and my back tooth just fell out. I'm like, thank God, it's a back tooth, right? Two thirds of the tooth, and I got back. I'm like, well, it fell out as I'm walking backstage, and I have a souvenir.
Wow. I saw it posted on. Yeah, you posted it on Twitter. Yeah, there was your just tooth chilling.
Yeah,
SP3. I know. I was gonna ask, how did this appearance on Dynamite come together? How did you kind of set it up to basically owe Katsuyori Shibata some money and lose a back tooth?
I don't know. I guess I had a very big week last week in terms of I was sponsored by SunWest Mortgage Company to do like a launch for them and announce their new coin for mortgages. And stuff like that. So I was in the area. You know, it worked out perfectly that they were in the area as well. That's how that worked. It was in Vegas and California. So yeah, that's how that worked. And it was really, really cool. You know, as always, AEW locker room, amazing locker room. People are all amazing there. I had a really good time. Really cool opportunity to, you know, wrestle the ops. And then from there, I had no sleep. Had to get on the plane, fly to Vegas, and then start. Right from there, I had two other major podcasts, maybe three, and just nonstop. It's just been nonstop since I literally just got home yesterday, and I still haven't been stopping.
Busy, busy, man. We got a super chat from Tenruzu. It says, Vinny, happy you were in Melbourne City Wrestling. Best parade are incredible. You need to get over here to Australia. Happy Buddy is treating them good. There you go.
Yes. One day, Australia. It's on my list. Very big on my list.
Did Shibata say anything to you after the match through his phone gimmick or not the phone gimmick?
I didn't want to like cause any like scene or anything. So I was like, oh, thank you very much. I shook his hand, whatever. I didn't want to like say anything. You know, I didn't want to like, you know, it's not a big deal. I'll get that fixed. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't expect you to say anything. It happens. I just was wondering if he's like, oh, sorry, I gotcha.
No, I don't think
with that one.
I don't think he knew.
Oh. You didn't watch it back. You couldn't feel it. Everybody knew watching it.
Really?
But it was live. Yeah. Oh, you could tell. Yeah.
So yeah.
Like, oh man, Shibata got him with that one. You could tell.
Yeah. I felt like one of those I felt, you know, like a baseball bat sound. That's how it sounded. And then a crack, a tooth.
How's it feeling now? Are you going to get it fixed?
I think I have to. I didn't care at first. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. It's just a little chip. It's not that little, actually. When I drink, it really stings. So I got to get it fixed.
Ah, gotcha. Anybody else say anything to you? Any feedback from producers, Tony, anybody else?
Yeah, everyone was really happy with everything. Yeah, everybody backstage was really happy with everything. I was happy with everything. You know, it really helped, like, in terms of last week's other stuff, because I went to this major celebrity this event, and people watched it, actually. And they were like, you're just on TV. And I'm like, yeah. It was crazy, because, like, there was all the different spaces there. You know, everyone's like, all right, so for example, I was booked for this event. It was the CEO of JetBlue, Jeff Timmons, Sugar Shane Mosley, the Lady of Las Vegas. She's massive in Vegas. Some massive people. And we were just hanging out. And some of them watched it. And they were like, yo, listen, we saw you on TV. That's pretty awesome. So it helped in that aspect of fitting in with people who are just, like, really massive. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's a new environment for me to be around people like that in different spaces. And it was really cool for them to, you know, treat me like one of them.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, because I did see on your social media, you took a picture with Shane Mosley. How was that meeting such a legend in the boxing world? And what was that conversation like?
He's so cool. He was sponsored also. He was also part of the event, sponsored with me. I was like, yo, I was talking to somebody and he's behind me, and I turned, I'm like, oh my gosh. Great guy. Really, really very down to earth, more down to earth than I thought he would be. Cause he's one of the best of all time. You know what I mean? You wouldn't expect him to be so cool. And, we had a great talk, you know, especially since being combat sports, it was very easy to talk to him. We got a picture together and, yeah, it was really, really good vibes. And then I did the interview with the Lady of Las Vegas. She's interviewed legends. Like, whoever goes to Vegas and you're a big person, she interviewed you. You know, so that was really, really cool. And then the day before, or earlier that, I think it was earlier that day, sorry, I had an interview with Brad Lee. Brad Lee has one of the top 8 business podcasts in the world. Like, he's very, very massive in his space. And that was a really cool podcast to be on. And so it was a really, really busy week filled with just, like, tons of opportunity. And then after that event, we go to Dave Copperfield's mansion. And we just party there. That was so cool. The after party. Yeah.
Do they do magic in Copperfield's mansion? Like, what goes on here?
Oh, my gosh. I don't drink, so I was fully aware of everything. So, one, this guy, Simon Winthrop, he's a pretty big magician out there. He was there. He took a cigarette, put it in his nose, pulled that out of his mouth, and then took my wife's ring, my wife's wedding ring. He threw it in the air. Disappeared, pulled it out of his car keys, and I was like dumbfounded.
All right, bless your wife for giving up the wedding ring.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, oh, it's a ring. She goes, oh, okay, and I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, you sure about that? You sure we're giving up the wedding ring that quickly? She didn't have another ring on that she could have given him.
I was gonna get my ring. I have a rubber ring I use.
Yeah, same. That's yeah. Fingers get fat when doing
the
so
real
much.
Ones in my room somewhere. I wear it for only, like, certain events, but this is like I use this one for wrestling and everything, and whenever I travel, because I don't want to lose it when I'm traveling. But in Dave Copperfield's mansion, we were just hanging out. We did the magic tricks outside. Then they gave us the tour of the house. It's like 9 floors of, like, just, like, space and TVs and music, and it was just wild. And then, like, a rooftop. It was really, really cool opportunity, you know, just hanging out with people. And it was trippy. It was, like, lights everywhere, you know. I don't really party, so I'm not around that a lot. So just, like, the lights flickering in your face and just, like, music constantly and people playing beer pong and whatever. And I'm kind of like, you know, I guess this is, like, a party, you know, like. But it was the after party for the event, but after a while, I'm like, oh my gosh, the music's too much. I never really went to bars, I never really went to clubs, only occasionally for, like, my bachelor party. And so it was a really fun time, though, really cool opportunity to be there and just be one of them, you know, be one of the people who, you know, got selected to be a part of this major sponsorship deal. with this new coin launch for mortgages, and yeah, it was special.
So how's it been? I was gonna say, how you've been doing that? You've been doing the sponsorship. You had the movie and the billboard and everything. Kind of how's been that? Because the last time we talked to you, you kind of told us about the movie that you were involved with the billboard and everything. So how's been kind of the fallout from everything with that?
Amazing. Even more stuff's happening. You know, more interview opportunities. I have a bunch lined up that are like Voice America coming out soon. I have a lot more lined up. And it's been really awesome. It's been special because I love wrestling so much, and getting to shine a light as being a wrestler in these other interviews is really, really cool. Because people, you know, to these people, sometimes might not know wrestling, what wrestling is. So it's really cool to be able to be somebody who shines a light on pro wrestling in a positive way. And I'm gonna do my best to do that always. But I have a new announcement that I wanted to drop on this podcast, because I was informed this last night, and I'm like, perfect timing. So there's a TV show coming out very soon called Men Speaking. It's a talk show about mental health, dealing with everyday life. You know, it features some Navy veterans who, you know, dealt with a lot and have, you know, possibly PTSD and things they went through during their time. And a bunch of different people are a part of it. And it's about like mental health. It's about the struggle. It's about, you know, finding self-love, finding who you are, and just all these. It's a really, really positive show, you know. And I've been selected to be a part of that show this summer. And it's going to be really special because it's one of its kind. You know, it's a TV show, and then it turns to a podcast. So it's like double in one. And it's going to be really sweet. We have some really huge guests lined up already. And the fact that they considered me already and got me in is really special.
So you're part of it during the summer. Do you know when it airs and everything?
I have like no idea about anything. When I ask, they bring up a new opportunity that I have to do, and then it's like I focus on that. But I think it's early summer. I fly out to film for it, and I believe it'll air shortly after that, because they're already working on distribution and like channels and stuff like that. But everything's already being worked on very quickly, you know. They're great people. I've never met people who are just nice as can be, just like them. And for them to really just want to take a liking to me and give me opportunity to talk on their TV show is really cool. That's the summer. I know Frequency of Miracles is out this summer also, which that's going to be awesome. We're going to have red carpets for that probably in April or May, and then it's going to be out after that. Really exciting stuff.
Congratulations, Ben. I know you're a big mental health advocate the first time we talked to you. So this is cool stuff. I'm proud of you, if that Thank means you. Anything.
No, it does. Of course it does. It always does. It means a lot to me because, you know, we started out, what, 2 years ago, sniffing candles? Yeah, now here we are getting to do movies and TV shows, right?
You've always been one of the kindest people that I've interacted with, so it's always great seeing all of your success. Thank you. What else you got coming up wrestling wise?
Focus Pro Saturday in Massachusetts. Next week I have Relentless Pro in Spokane, and then the 30th I have Fight Pro. I just added like 3 or 4 dates in April. CCW in April, CCW. I'll tell you this. I'm sure you heard of them. One of my favorite places to wrestle. They're in Florida. A phenomenal locker room. They use AJ and Big Dustin a lot. Phenomenal locker room, and I love those guys so much. I'm wrestling. Oh my gosh! This was announced last night. I'm wrestling in Harrah's in Philadelphia, the casino. And I'm being walked out by Tough Cruise, Tough Love, the music group.
Okay.
So I'm not really a music listener, like unless it's like old school, like rap. I mean, rock or you know, like ABBA or whatever. But like they're really big in this. They're really big in the rap community and hip hop community. And yeah, so they're walking me out to the ring. That's April 27th at SPO Wrestling, 26th. I'm wrestling at Three Legacies in PA, which is going to be phenomenal. I love those guys. We've been trying to find the date for a very long time. So yeah, it's just busy as can be, and getting busier as we speak. And it's really exciting.
Awesome. I was gonna ask you kind of what's your kind of goals for the rest of the year with everything that you're doing with the sponsorship, with movies, with wrestling, kind of what's your goals for like the rest of the year and what are you trying to accomplish in the next couple of months?
to do more than I've ever done, right? I feel like I've done a lot of really sweet things. I'm very blessed to do it, but I want to always do more than I've done last time. So I'm working on some deals now, behind the scenes with people. It's under wraps for now, but if it's announced, if it happens, if it goes through, it could be the biggest thing to happen to me. What else? Just continue pushing forward and inspiring people to just work hard and believe in themselves. Because that's one of the first things you need to do is believe in yourself and love yourself enough to take that first step to chase a dream. So that's with these movies, you know, Frequency of Miracles movie, that'll be Amazon and Gaia, and possibly other streaming platforms like Netflix. But as we know now, it's Amazon and Gaia. And then Men Speaking TV show, which again, huge platform, going to be hopefully touching some lives and making some people, you know, want to believe in themselves and find that self-love to move forward. I have another TV series that we're working on distribution now. I had meetings in LA this week about that, the wrestling TV series. So that's also going really, really smoothly. Hopefully that's confirmed in the next few weeks. Wrestling, I want to just nonstop, you know, wrestle all over the world for the biggest companies I can, you know, nonstop. Just to keep outdoing myself, you know, when it comes to just doing things, I want to outdo myself. I want to do the best podcasts. I want to surround myself around the best people possible, because I feel like when you're around people you love and people who are amazing, you will never feel like you're working, you know? So it just comes down to just like pushing forward and continuing momentum, and also to, you know, do more than I've done already. I still feel like I haven't done enough. So it's like, I just want to keep going and going.
You are one of the busiest people in the wrestling space. I don't know how you have, how you have the energy. You just hopped up on energy drinks. What are you drinking
today? I needed it today. Jeremy, I flew in a red eye flight, and yesterday is like the first day I had in like years where I just rested. I don't ever stop. Yesterday, I just sat down, watched Disney movies, and I rested.
Good. You need days like that. Like, those are very important. All right. What movies did you watch?
All right. So my wife got me into this being a Disney freak now. So as a kid growing up, I used to watch it a lot, but now I'm like, okay, this, like when you're older, as opposed to a kid, you understand movies differently. So like there are like, so I watched Little Mermaid. I watched, okay. So my all time favorite is Beauty and the Beast. All time favorite Disney movie. Cause it's just, I cry watching it. I really enjoyed Coco. I watched half of it and fell asleep. I'm trying to watch what's that? Alice in Wonderland. I'm trying to watch that one. Because I haven't watched that one yet. Can we sit at Disneyland on Sunday or Monday? To finish off the big week. And and it was like way different than World, I will say. I'd always had debates on what's better, Disneyland, Disney World, but it was much different than Disney World. And it was really cool, you know, seeing the old, I love Snow White, that was awesome. That ride was phenomenal. We did Peter Pan. We did Pinocchio. They're old school rides, and they're different than they are in the world. So it was really cool to be able to do those rides and just like enjoy it, you know. But Disney World,
classics. Went with the classics with Disney outside of Coco, but yeah, Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid,
so good
classic stuff. Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast is like just so good. I don't know. I also love. Emma Watson, who played Belle.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Oh, wait, hold on. You watched the live action, not the animated?
Both. But, okay. But the live action one's good, too.
Okay, all right.
I even have... 1 second, please.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
He's got gimmicks for us here. I assume it's Beauty. It's something Beauty and the Beast.
I would think.
Look at that. Wait.
Beauty and the Beast candle.
Nice. What's it smell like?
Oh my god, it's so good. This is Belle. So Disney did a princess line for the month in Bath and Body Works, and I went bananas. So it is rose petals, sparkling buttercup, and whipped vanilla.
Well, that does sound very good.
So good. I bought another one. I have another one over here. I have this one already used, and I have this one not used. And then I have the body wash, and then I have the Ariel shampoo.
It's a whole line of Disney princess products. Amazing. Absolutely.
It was my wife originally, but she ain't using them. So who, hey. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
So we already know Beauty and the Beast has it, but we're going to take that out of the play. Give us your Mount Rushmore Disney movies.
Okay. Lion King's a classic. Come on. I haven't seen live action yet, but the original, classic. Are we considering like Star Wars or no?
Let's do straight up Disney. Like, oh yeah.
All right, so Little Mermaid takes the cake. That's a classic. You know, come on, with the fork in the thing, and you know, what else? Was Nemo Pixar?
Nemo's Pixar.
Pixar. It's still kind of Disney to me. Yeah.
Pinocchio is a classic.
Yeah.
After we watch it, but I always knew it was a really good movie, and don't tell me. Lion King, Little Mermaid, Pinocchio, and what did I just watch that I really enjoyed?
First half of Coco.
Yes, that was a good movie. I'm blanking out. Snow White.
Duh. Oh, there you go.
Sorry, I don't know why I think of that one. I was very mad about how little bit of merch they had of Snow White in Disneyland. I wanted to buy a Snow White shirt.
All right, we last one for you, Vinny. We're gonna do partner. We're gonna do partner promo punch in the face.
Okay.
You know how it works. But since we're on this Disney kick here, we're gonna go with Disney villains for partner promo. Ooh. Punch in the face. The wife just messaged me and asked, are you gonna do a Disney princess partner promo punch in the face? I don't want you to like punch a princess. Yeah, that seems right. Yeah. But we're going villains. Like
Mufasa some shit.
Yeah, we're going villains out here. So we're gonna go Gaston.
Okay.
We're gonna go with Gaston. We're gonna go with Captain Hook. Peter Pan.
I mean, if you watch Once Upon a Time, he's the hero.
Well, he's not the hero in Captain Hook. He's not the hero in Peter Pan. Captain Hook, and let's go with Scar.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So you want me to do a promo on one of them?
Yeah, you got to pick one to partner with, pick one to promo against,
gotcha.
And pick all one right. to punch in the face.
Oh, wow. Promo against Gaston, because we'll sing.
Yeah, that'd
be good. We'll promo sing.
Yeah.
Punch Hook in the face, even though like he's a hero in a different movie, and team with Scar because Scar is like one of those like villains that like gets it, and I'm not really a villain, so I'll learn from him. So even though I heard he's not really a villain. I heard somewhere someone told me I didn't watch it yet. Someone told me a live-action movie is out there that paints Scar a different story.
They gotta stop with these. Oh, we're gonna make these people that no,
like Wicked, like the Wicked, no. the Wicked Witch of the West is not evil. Like, oh my gosh,
I don't like any of that. You
have to understand, Dorothy, a house crushed her sister, and then she has solar shoes. So do you expect the witch not to be mad? Of course she'll be mad. Of course she'll be upset. So, like, part of me is like, so she really isn't evil. She's, like, justified because her sister's dead and her shoes are taken. You know what I'm saying? Like, so she's not evil. There's just things about it. That's a bit, I mean, I had a whole freaking, like, day. I was just shocked after watching Wicked that, you know, the witch might not be evil. And I was like, wow, this is a, I was, my whole life's a lie.
They got to stop rewriting this stuff. Knock it off. These people are evil. SB3 has dropped off. He's so offended that they're trying to make these people not be
evil. Where'd he go?
Oh, his internet's being awful. So his internet probably just dropped out. The problem with teaming with Scar is they're going to be like Eli and Gabriel, and they're just going to leave you out there. Scar's just going to leave you out there and be like, good luck.
Watch me.
Yeah.
He'll watch and then pieces away once I do all the dirty work.
Yeah. Good luck, buddy. Enjoy just getting your ass kicked.
You watch Disney? Or not really?
No, I watch Disney. Everybody watches Disney. Oh, yeah. They're a liar if you say you don't watch any Disney movies.
Ever go to Disney World? Ever go to Disney World or Land?
I got a story to tell you. Which one's in Florida? That's the one I've been to. World? All right. So I've been to Disney World a couple times. Let me tell you, didn't end well. So, yeah.
Why?
We're going to do this on air? I've done this on air before. All right. Went to Disney. I want to bring SP3 back on. I don't know if SP3 knows this story. He's trying to load up.
There we go.
Let's see. Maybe. I don't know. His internet's still, trash. All right. So went to Disney. Which one's in Florida? World? World's in Florida? Okay.
Yes.
Went to Disney World. I hear my wife cackling from the other room because now the stream is caught up to where like she's watching it. She knows this story. Nice. So she is. Oh, Vinny. This is a heartbreaking story. The story I'm about to tell you is heartbreaking.
I'm ready for it. I think I am.
I went to Disney World and got broken up with at Disney World. It was her trip. She invited me on this trip. We had been dating for, I don't know, a few months at this point. And the trip was not good. It was honestly a pretty miserable trip. Even before
the breakup or during,
even
or
before the breakup. Yeah, it was kind of miserable before the breakup. After the breakup, it was actually kind of okay because then I didn't have to pretend like we weren't having issues. Mm-hmm. So like then it was just kind of like, all right, well. But then we just continued to go to Disney World together because it was in the middle of the trip. It was like a 5-day thing. Mm-hmm. And the breakup happened, let's say, like day 3. So we had 2 days left. Mm-hmm. I wasn't just going to sit at the hotel the entire time. So we just continued to just go to Disney World and do Disney World activities.
And while being single, but together.
Yes.
Oh, damn. That's a rough story. I'm sorry about that. That's rough.
I gotta redeem myself. Like the next time I go to Disney World, like it needs to actually be fun.
You would love it. It's amazing.
It's great. I've been there. It was fun. I went there as a kid a very long time ago with my parents. It was very great there. I feel like Disney World would be very fun. But yes, my last Disney World experience was being broken up with and then still continuing the trip. I mean, the worst part about this, Vinny, is like that is who I ended up first marrying. That was my first wife. She broke up with me at Disney World and then we still got married. And then we split because it didn't work for obvious reasons.
That's a story and a half. Wow.
You know.
Wow.
Much better off now.
Disney's usually the best. Disney's a great place to go with your wife or your woman, you know, your partner.
You would think. Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah. But not for me. No. So I would love to go with you know, the current wife to Disney World. I feel like we would have a great time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, she's fantastic.
Epcot. Yeah, she is. She's awesome.
Like Universal and all those. No, big fan of Disney. Vinny, I got 12 kids. It's all Disney all the time in this
house. Hell yeah. Okay. Universal's great too. Come on. The new Epic Universe.
Oh, I like Universal. I haven't been to the new Epic Universe. I do enjoy Universal.
So they're adding a horror station, like a horror part, like Universal Monsters, like Frankenstein, Dracula, the Creatures of the Black Lagoon, Bride of Frankenstein, Wolfman, all those guys. And that's awesome. Can't wait for that. And Mario Land and the new Harry Potter part.
Yeah, I want to go. I knew the Mario Land. I've seen the commercials for that. And then Harry Potter, as you know, the wife's a big fan of Harry Potter. I don't understand a single second of it, but I would like to go with that with her and everything. And
you
Mario.
You have two choices. You have like Disney or you have Universal. And it's hard to pick sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to pick.
Universal feels like it's more adultish. Maybe I'm just.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yeah.
I went when I was a teenager. I loved it over there. I loved Universal. I liked it a lot better. Yeah, I liked Universal a little bit more than Disney World.
So good. It, both of them, you gotta just go and just enjoy yourself because their experiences never forget in your life, you know. And they're adding a Donkey Kong ride, which is so sick, you know. Like, no. And the track, you aren't driving on the track. You're above the track. It's a new roller coaster experience thing they're doing. Where like you aren't on the track of the roller coaster, you're above the track, and the track's under the like you're lifted above it. Because in Donkey Kong, you know how in the game,
yeah, when you're in the barrels or whatever,
so it scares you, like oh my god, I'm gonna, you know what I mean? But like you're over the track, it's really really cool.
There you go. Then you let everybody know where they can find you at, what you got going on. I mentioned stuff you got going on, but more stuff you got going on.
Vinny Pacifico 1 on Twitter. Vinny Pacifico on Instagram, Vinny Pacifico on Facebook, and Vinny Pacifico on TikTok, which I really don't know how to use. I'm trying my best to get better at it. But yeah, stay tuned because there's a lot of really fun stuff and more to come.
Yeah, Vinny, we appreciate you joining us. We appreciate you breaking some news here.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck with the tooth getting fixed. And you know, stay in touch. We always talk, but you're always welcome. Welcome back. We'll talk to you
soon. Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys. Buddy. Thank you guys very much. Bless you guys.
Thanks, Vinny.
There you go. Vinny Pacifico, everybody. Pal of the show. Great friend to the show. Yeah, he's been busy. You know, we saw him on Dynamite last week and then on this show last Thursday. I was like, I'll send this link to Vinny. Let's see if he's got time to join us. Just pop in live. And he's like, I got so much going on. And you heard everything he's been doing over the past week. So this was the first time he's really gotten to sit down and be able to join us. So we appreciate him joining us and doing this this interview with us. And
breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.